135 South Rock Hill Road, the John Philip Helfenstein House. John Philip Helfenstein was born in Frederick, Maryland in 1816 and came to St. Louis in 1838. He got a job as a clerk in the store of Robert Campbell and rented a room at 8th and Olive Streets, where he met Stephen Gore and his family, recently from Boston. Helfenstein married Gore's daughter, Mary Ann, and went into business with Gore's son, Stephen Jr., operating Helfenstein and Gore and Company, wholesale grocers, on the levee. Stephen Jr. married Helfenstein's sister, Anna. In the late 1850s, Stephen Gore's brother, William, moved to Webster Groves, and Stephen Gore and John Helfenstein soon followed. Helfenstein bought 60 acres on Rock Hill Road in 1857 and built a board and batten summer cottage at the top of the hill. To construct his large, brick, Italianate mansion, he built a railroad spur to move the materials up the hill to the house site. It is rumored that he contracted to use slave labor to build the house, but it is also rumored that he was an abolitionist and helped runaway slaves. Helfenstein retired in 1860 and moved to his mansion in Webster Groves in 1861. He sold the board and batten cottage to Edward Avery, a teacher at the Webster College for Boys and the Wyman School in St. Louis. Avery moved the cottage to the corner of Cedar and Gray, where Bristol Primary School now stands. A close friend of Ulysses S. Grant, Helfenstein served on the board of directors of two small railroad companies and was appointed by the Missouri legislature to be a director of the Bank of the State of Missouri. With Robert Studley and William Plant, Helfenstein founded Chapel Grove Seminary, a private school for children, and after the Civil War, the three helped to establish the Congregational Church of Webster Groves. Helfenstein's six children all lived in Webster Groves as adults. Alice married John W. Slaughter, the son of Helfenstein's former business partner, Thomas J. Slaughter. John Slaughter was a Confederate veteran and the auditor of the Simmons Hardware Company. Helfenstein gave the couple 2 acres on the west side of Jefferson Road, in the middle of the block between Helfenstein and Lockwood Avenues. The young Slaughters got a mortgage from the Webster Groves Building and Loan Association in 1887. But their house may have burned because they lived for most of their married lives in Alice's father's house. Mary wed William Bell. Kate married N.D. Thompson, owner of the largest publishing house west of New York, and they built a frame mansion on her father's property at the corner of Swan and Jefferson Road. That house is gone, but the stone wall that surrounded it remains. Carrie married Havelock Simmons, and they too built a house on her father's property. Louise Marie, nicknamed Lulu, never married, nor did Philip, a stylish eccentric. They both lived in the Helfenstein mansion with their parents and the Slaughters. Both John and Marianne Helfenstein died in 1890. Their descendants owned the house until 1944. Continue on Rock Hill Road until you reach West Swan Avenue. Turn left.